Good morning, everyone. It is so wonderful to see each of you here today. What?
You got your 20.
I just was going to talk about that. I said to Dan, I was going to talk about it afterwards when we weren't being recorded. I said to Dan when he walked in, I said, you know what? I said good morning, and I said, you know, I'm really praying for at least 20 people here this morning. So I'll meet you at the door next Sunday, too, Dan. Amen. It's wonderful to see all of you. So this sermon, I started by thinking about the word unity and the need to, and the point that we need each other and we need Christ in our lives. And so the word unity just kept coming into my mind. I labeled my sermon, Walk in Ways Pleasing to God, but know that the word unity was resonating on my heart all week long, thinking about what to share with all of you this week. I'll be reading from Proverbs 27. This is written to help us gain wisdom. Wisdom so that we live lives glorifying God. It encourages us to think about friendships, about trusting God, about serving God, and about depending on God. And all of those bring me back to that word unity. Verse 1. Don't brag about tomorrow since you don't know what the day will bring. And I thought of the response that I've received many times over the years when I say, see you tomorrow, or let's work on that tomorrow. And the person I'm sharing with says to me, yes, Lord willing. Well, that's really true. Lord willing, we do not know what tomorrow will bring. And so we should not put off until tomorrow what we should do today. That's called procrastinating. Tomorrow I will start my devotions. Tomorrow I will call my cousin. Tomorrow I will pay that bill. Tomorrow I will try to be happier. We simply do not know what tomorrow will bring. And so be sure to spend some time on the tasks you need to work on today. You will see changes in your life. You will hear God's voice as you move forward with the tasks. Verse 2. Let someone else praise you, not your own mouth, a stranger, not your own lips. Look to today to get stuff done and leave tomorrow alone for now. And do not praise yourself for your work. Our work will be evidence of a job well done. You will need not to boast. We're encouraged to show humility. Goliath boasted, I'm big, I'm strong, I can beat any of you. And look what happened to Goliath. Verse 3. A stone is heavy and sand is weighty. But the resentment caused by a fool is even heavier. Anger is cruel, and wrath is like a flood, but jealousy is even more dangerous. Foolish people, angry people, are capable of saying or doing anything, anywhere, at any time. We all need to be careful with our words and our actions. Don't provoke someone who is being a fool or who is very angry. And if possible, know and do get out of his or her way. Saul, who changed his name to Paul, was able to overcome his anger. He recognized his anger was actually destroying his ability to think properly. It also destroyed friendships. And it was ruining people's lives. Praise be to our Lord that he was able to overcome the heaviness of his sin. And it was done only with the help of Jesus. Paul was able to spend time with friends, allowing friendships to grow as he followed the way of Jesus. Verses 5 and 6. An open rebuke is better than hidden love. Wounds from a sincere friend are better than the kisses from an enemy. We can help others. A little story. One time I went to a funeral, and the funeral was for an infant. And I had the tissue. I was using the tissue to dry my eyes throughout the sermon. It was sad, and the family was incredibly strong. But at the end, I went through the receiving line. I hugged everybody, and when I went into the car, I did whatever what girls do when they get into the car, pull the mirror down, and I had little tissue flakes all over my face, and I kept thinking, why wouldn't someone say, oh, Beth, you have tissues, like little flakes all over your face. No one said that to me. Correcting a person done with love in our hearts, is a good thing. I have also taken the time to ask a person who used a lot of curse words not to do that in front of me. Very kindly and very lovingly. I don't like hearing those words. Would you mind not saying those words in front of me? Correcting without rebuking is done out of love. Don't rebuke. Use a loving heart to share and take the time to think, to talk. I did not grow up with people cursing in my household. I don't appreciate it. Please refrain from using curse words. Our friends, our faithful friends, if indeed they share with us, with love in their hearts, how we can improve ourselves, especially our walk with the Lord. When someone is sharing with you, you can say, have you spent time with the Lord today? You may encourage them to turn to a specific point, part of the Bible. In verse 7, a person who is full refuses honey, but even bitter food tastes sweet to the hungry. Solomon is sharing that the poorest of the people have an advantage as they will enjoy any type of food shared with them. To them, any food is delicate, and they show thankfulness for having it. Why is it the more that we have, the less thankful we seem to become? This may be referred to by Mary in Mary's song of praise that's located in Luke, Luke 1:53. He has filled the hungry with good things and sent the rich away empty. Those who are hungry will give blessing to God for bread and water. And I think of the clothing at MRC that's packed in huge containers and flattened. They call them bales of clothing. All this clothing that we don't want, grew out of, don't care for, probably didn't even give it a second thought that we have all this clothing, to a person in a third world nation is truly a gift. And they love it. We don't need it. We don't want it. We don't like it. We give it away. Those who are hungry will give blessing to God for bread and water. A few years ago, during a snowstorm, I can remember that the electricity had gone off. And I had lived my life quite lovingly and wonderfully up until that point when I realized, oh my gosh, I don't know how to live without electricity. And there are people in this world who don't have electricity. I became very thankful for the electricity, the fireplaces, having clean water, warm food. These are the things I became so comfortable with. And I didn't give thanks for them every day, my daily living, things that make life easy for us. I also began to notice and give lots of thanks to the people who came to fix and to help and to support during the time of the snowstorm. Do we take time to notice those who are helping us? Verse 8. A person who strays from home is like a bird that strays from its nest. Recently, I was outside and I saw a bird on the wall outside of my house, and he seemed to plop over the edge, and I walked around the wall, and he was up in the stones, and I didn't go very close, and I noticed the mother was coming to feed. Oh, it was the tiniest little thing. The mother was coming to feed him. He was a bird that strayed out of his nest. He He was not ready to go. Fortunately, his mom had found him, and maybe or not, it was fortunate that I had found him. Well, I didn't want to touch it, so I went back, I got a box, and I flattened the box out, and I held it up, and I put it under the bird, and I lifted it up, and it jumped back up onto the wall, and so it was on the grass. And the mother kept coming to feed him. It was amazing, and I kept thinking, he's got to get off the grass, or something's going to come and eat him. So before too long, he had flown up onto the ledge of the ceiling, and then it's my prayer that he flew back home. So for this little bird and for all of us, we need to be aware that adversity may be waiting on us if we are leaving our homes and it is not in God's time. The prodigal son was so not ready to leave home when he chose to leave home. We need to be prepared. We need to, every day that we do leave our homes, have our hearts right with God. Practice giving thanks for all of the gifts you have received. Notice the small gifts. Leave your house with Jesus in your heart. Verses 9 and 10. The heartfelt counsel of a friend is as sweet as perfume and incense. Never abandon a friend, either yours or your father's. When disaster strikes, you won't have to ask your brother for assistance. It is better to go to a neighbor than to a brother who lives far away. Well, true friends are truly gifts. A true friend is someone you can be free to be yourself with. Friends with neighbors, church members, or someone who lives close to you is advisable, as interactions with each other will occur more often. People need people. If you haven't heard from someone, reach out to them. Show kindness and respect among your neighbors, and it is encouraged that you show love to your parents' friends, and your parents' friends even after your parents are gone. Saved or not saved, stay in touch with friends. Please do not become too busy to show kindness to those that are around you. Even a smile is important. Share family and spiritual things that support the prosperity of your soul. Stay away from gossip. Stay away from talking about the government at this point. Give advice that is faith-filled and enjoy your laughter together. I've shared with you before when I was first divorced and moved into a home, met the Rice family. They invited me up when I didn't have my boys with me one day a week for supper. And then we played games and laughed. And we talked about church. What a gift that was. Verses 11 and 12. Be wise, my child, and make my heart glad, and then I will be able to answer my critics. A prudent person foresees danger and takes precautions. A simpleton goes blindly on and suffers the consequences. Love your children and expect them to be wise and good. A wise child will bring honor to his family. Bless your children by talking about Jesus over and over again. They will feel blessed as they learn how to watch for evil. They will know the difference between good and evil. Children will recognize that as a believer, their future in eternity is waiting. Pray for your children who struggle in this world. I've shared when my child was in Ireland, I was on my knees praying. Bradley saw me on my knees praying for Matthew. It's not an easy world that we're living in, and children need to see and hear us praying. And it is a gift that that children will recognize you will forgive them and that you will pray with them when necessary. Verse 13, get security from someone who guarantees a stranger's debt. Get a deposit if he does it for foreigners. Do not use your monies until you are unable to have any kind of credit. Be careful what you co-sign. Not everyone is honest when it comes to money, or perhaps they will be unable to pay back their debt. There is never a time where one needs to share or boast about the sharing of one's monies. Be aware of your inputs and your outputs. Be aware of who you're sharing with and of your expectations of, do you want the money back? Verse 14, a loud and cheerful greeting early in the morning will be taken as a curse. Well, I can say right now, I'm really sorry because I am a morning person and I am pretty loud in the mornings. So I may be a bit too noisy for some people in the morning. It is good and kind to give praise to our friends. And here in verse 14, we're reminded not to do so loudly, that we need to be sensitive and recognize those who are not mourning people, or recognize those who do not appreciate loudness. This verse also reminds us that we should not praise others in order to get more out of them. Be aware of the things that you do and when you do them. Overpraising a person may lead to envy. God is the one who is worthy to be praised for all of our blessings. Verses 15 and 16. A quarrelsome wife is as annoying as constant dripping on a rainy day. Stopping her complaints is like trying to stop the wind or trying to hold something with greased hands. Well, as I read that and reread that, I began thinking that a quarrelsome person is as annoying as the constant dripping on a rainy day. Stopping a person's complaint is like trying to stop the wind or trying to hold something with greased hands. Any person who is sharing a criticism, blaming others, scolding consistently makes those moments uneasy and sometimes unbearable. It becomes annoying, right? Men and women should not be argumentative. It is not for anyone's best interest. A believer's grace will be sharpened by conversation with other believers. We are influenced by the conversations that we participate in and what we listen to on the radio and what we listen to on the television. Verse 17, as iron sharpens iron, so a friend sharpens a friend. Sometimes disagreement, if done thoughtfully and with a kind spirit, will help to solve the disagreement. More recently, we have recognized the need to challenge attitudes and assumptions. This is a statement from one of my study Bibles. God lovingly and thoughtfully challenges us in almost every chapter of Scripture. And we are responsible to confront and sharpen one another concerning our sin and our need for God. We are consistently challenged to make a way for healthy choices as these challenges occur, and they will occur every day of our lives, especially in today's world. Make a way by studying the Bible, by living as Jesus did to the best of our ability, by praying, and share using constructive and loving words. Don't forget to listen. Learn if indeed it is time for compliance or for change. Be aware, all of us are sharpened and made smooth and bright by conversation with good people, good godly people, will provoke one another to love and to do good works, making each other better, making our world a better place, living in unity. This is truly a blessing. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, grant us the patience to work together, to bring all together with understanding and compassion in our hearts. Bring peace to our hearts, our minds, with trust and love. Would you join me in the Lord's Prayer? Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.